The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Pretty sunny conditions outside our studios here and throughout our area. We'll have sun through the midday hours, but then clouds later on today. It'll still be mild, quite mild, for late January. We'll get up to a high of in the mid-50s. Another dead humpback whale was found this morning on Long Island. It's the eighth one to die in the New York, New Jersey area since December 1st. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall has the story from Lido Beach.
Dozens of people came here to the chilly Lido Beach West to see the sad sight of a 35-foot whale that washed ashore.
It's very sad. It's, you know, you see in the summer now, we see dolphins out there, and then to just see this, it's just a sad situation.
Town of Hempstead Supervisor Don Cleven tells me this is the first whale to wash ashore in Lido Beach in 4 years.
It's a good 20 feet up from where the water was. So, I mean, it's sad. It's an unfortunate day. That's how I can only describe it.
Many people speculating about a cause of death, including a vessel strike. A necropsy will be performed to determine how the whale died. This is the eighth whale to wash ashore in the New York and New Jersey region since December 1st. In Lido Beach, Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
The search for the suspect who tossed a Molotov cocktail at a synagogue in Bloomfield, New Jersey, continues. WCBS reporter Sean Adams spoke with the congregation's rabbi.
Outside Temple Neir Tamid in Bloomfield, Rabbi Mark Katz offered words of warning and comfort.
Especially over the past few years, anti-Semitism has felt much more open, much more prevalent.
Security glass prevented a Molotov cocktail from entering the synagogue in the wee hours Sunday. The rabbi wants congregants to know they are safe. Layers of security have been built up for years. Still, it is understandable that people have been traumatized.
People are scared, especially parents who don't have the tools to talk to their kids. So we're going to be, over the course of the next few days, really putting together tools for parents so that they can talk to their kids, brainstorming programming that we may do to help parents talk to their children, not only about what happened, but about anti-Semitism and about hate in general.
A special word of thanks from the rabbi to officials and other faith leaders who've called to offer support. In Bloomfield, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
The city is trying to recoup money on overdue water bills. And so the Daily News reports that the Department of Environmental Protection will launch an amnesty program that forgives all late fees and interest to overdue bills. The people who owe money on past water bills will still have to pay those bills, but all late fees and interest will be waived if they pay off the entirety of the principal. The news reports that the grace period will begin today and last until April 30th. It will reportedly affect some 200,000 bill payers. Nearly one out of four water customers in the city are currently behind on their water bills. A young boy is facing murder charges after he allegedly fatally stabbed another teen while trying to defend a friend during a fight in Brooklyn.
Those taken into custody late last night include the 13-year-old who's been charged with murder, along with two other boys, 14 and 15. They face gang assault charges in connection with the killing of Naeem Wright. It was after school Friday, January 20th, where a group of six chased down Wright in this parking lot near Rite Aid at Neptune Avenue and 30th Street. The 13-year-old police say then stabbing Wright once in the chest, and he died the next morning. We're told by the family that Naeem Wright was the first of nine boys in his family set to graduate high school from Liberation High School. In fact, he was going to be graduating 2 months early, but now a GoFundMe by the family to raise money for his funeral. From Coney Island, Glenn Shuck, WCBS 880 News.
Let's check out the WCBS weather forecast now with meteorologist Courtney Spamer.
Well, as we continue through the afternoon, we'll see sunshine starting to fade behind clouds, but it remains mild with highs holding in the low 50s for this afternoon. Then we'll start to see a couple of showers in the area for tonight, but temperatures will be dropping as low as the upper 20s in some of the inland suburbs, so maybe a few wet snowflakes could mix in those locations. Otherwise, colder tonight with a low of 33 in the city. For tomorrow, we'll see clouds and a few breaks of sunshine, brisk and chilly again with a high of 39. We'll be watching for a few showers to pop up south and east of the city for the afternoon and evening. Dry weather expected for Wednesday with clouds and sun, a high of 36 degrees. More sunshine on Thursday before it turns sharply colder, and we're down into the 20s on Friday. Currently in Midtown, it's 52 and sunny with temperatures across the tri-state area ranging from 40 in Maybrook to 52 in Bayside, seeing those highs in the low 50s this afternoon.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.